Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
I hope that you've been blessed by this week's teachings about the heart of man. Have you ever had trouble reconnecting with God because of a sin that's present in your life? Many A Miracle Every Day readers have encountered this situation. Here's what two of them wrote to me. Anger, lying, drinking alcohol, I like to drink. These are the difficulties in my Christian life. I do these things and then I feel guilty. I continuously reassess negative things in my mind. Then I have to try hard to stay connected to God. The difficulty for me is staying connected to Jesus without getting trapped by temptation. I then have a bad thought, which ends up turning into a bad action. To sin means to miss the mark, to miss the goal. When we sin and thus act outside of God's will for our lives, we then feel the separation. We feel a distance between the Lord's heart and ours. Separation, the cutting off of a relationship, or feeling like we've blown it, are consequences of sin. The trap is then to remain stuck in this state of separation when God has put everything into place so that we can return to Him at any time. We read in 1 Peter 1:18, "For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors, and it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. The perfect one became sin. He carried your iniquity and the weight of all your suffering. Your worth cannot be estimated by human criteria. The only currency worth your life is the blood of Jesus. My friend, you are so precious to God. He loves you so much. Jesus loves you so much. My prayer for you is that when you read or hear this message, your soul will no longer be in fear or guilt. Jesus carried your sins. He took it all and accomplished everything. Thank the Lord with me for His grace and for the happiness He's offering you today. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the price paid, for the weight of my sin that no longer weighs on my shoulders because it weighed on His. Thank you for the peace and freedom that are realities in Jesus Christ. My soul blesses your name, Lord, for everything you accomplished and everything you do. I ask your forgiveness. I return to you with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen."
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.